if these guys are out there already, if the government was to look at putting a bounty on foxes, cats and wild dogs, it would help the environment, it would help the man on the land, and it'd certainly help the shooter make ends meet.
How much do you propose or suggest would be an adequate bounty?
Well, I've looked at what has been done in the past in Queensland, Victoria, New South Wales, and for the feral cats and foxes, $10, and for the wild dogs, $120.
What difference do you think that could make in a state like South Australia?
Well, it has a lot of benefits. One, we know the damage that wild dogs and foxes and feral cats can do to, lambs. And we've all seen, pictures and the damage has been controlled there. But not only to livestock, also, with the feral cats, what they do to birds and native wildlife as far as, small kangaroo species and lizards and whatever, they just decimate the wildlife, and foxes do the same. So really, and the feral cats as well, they just spread disease at the same time. So if we could control these animals, introduced animals, what would happen is that the environment would benefit, the landowner would benefit, and would be able to get more kangaroo shooters back into the system, which then in turn would help keep the kangaroos under control, because as it is now, we're not keeping up.
What if you paid kangaroo shooters more?
Well, you could do that, and certainly we pay more than what we pay interstate for kangaroo shooters, but the problem there is that the more you pay a kangaroo shooter, as far as kangaroos go, the more it's going to push up the price of kangaroo meat on the market, and therefore that has an impact on sales. So we've pushed as hard as what we can, and certainly would be very keen to push the price up to shooters as well, but that's going to come in time. A bounty on the foxes and feral cats and wild dogs would have an immediate effect, and that's what we need to do.
And so you're suggesting a government bounty. How much do you think taxpayers should be prepared to put aside to provide this bounty?
Well, already, when we talk about wild dogs, there's baiting that does go on, and that costs. So I'm saying we'll direct some of that money that you already got allocated for the wild dogs to the cats and foxes, and I'll still leave the allocation for the wild dogs as far as the seven trappers that have been hired. But I think there's money in the system that can just be diverted, and I don't really think it'll cost the public any more than it is now.
And Ray Border, just before you go, can we just touch on the shortage of roo shooters that your business has here in South Australia at the moment? What is the shortfall?
Well, it used to be about 10 years ago around between 110 and 130 shooters. It's down to the 40s, in the 40s now. But the other stat is that 10 years ago, 90% of those 110 to 120 were professional or full-time. Now the 40-odd that are left now, majority of those, three-quarters of those, are part-timers. So when you really look at the impact, it's unbelievable, the number drop. And consequently, my company and other companies in the state that do process kangaroo meat have to go interstate. Matter of fact, to get their kangaroos, because we don't have the infrastructure in the state. If we did have the infrastructure in the state, we would simply divert some of our supply from interstate to South Australia, which would benefit everybody in this state.
And because of that shortage of shooters, how does that affect the numbers of roos that you do harvest in South Australia?
In South Australia, per annum, the whole state, they take about 100,000, and the quota is around 700,000.